नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरंसेवा नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं तदजय मदिरेत्मकं करोति वासलं पंगुलं हेतगिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीगुरुदिनतरणं श्रीचैतन्यैश्वरं नमो विष्णुपदे विष्णुपृष्ठाभूतलेश्वरं फॉर गौर पूर्णिमा फ्रॉम टुडे विल स्टार्ट डिस्कसिंग ऑन श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु सो स्टूडेंट्स वर्स Selected verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, text 4. This verse is mentioned in Mangalacharan by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And he has quoted this verse from Vidagdha Madhav by Srila Rupa Goswami. So we will read this verse first, then we will discuss. ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय अनर्पित चरिञ्चिरात् करुणयावतीर्ण कलो समर्पयितुमुन्नत उज्ज्वल रसांश भक्ति श्रियम् हरिपुर सुंदर दिते कदम्ब संदीपिता सदा हृदय कंदरे स्फुरत वह सचिनंदना Translation by Srila Prabhupada. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of your heart. Resplendent with radiance of molten gold, he has descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before. The most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. In purport, Srila Prabhupada has only written one line. This is a quotation from Vidagdha Madhav, a drama compiled and edited by Srila Rupa Goswami. You may be wondering why Prabhupada, such an important verse, did not give any purport. Actually, what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has done, he quoted this verse from Vidagdha Madhav by Rupa Goswami as Asirvad, giving Asirvad to the all audience, to all the human beings. So instead of he giving Asirvad, he is quoting Rupa Goswami. Let everybody get these blessings. Then he himself giving the whole purport of this verse, all the Payaranubad in poetry form. After this verse, whatever has been written, if you will scrutinize nicely, you will see he is giving purport of each and every word of this verse. Anarpita charing chirat. What does this mean, anarpita charing chirat? He is explaining very elaborately. It's never given before. Was it true that it was never given before? Yes, it's not exactly true, never given before. It was given before, long, long before. In one day of Brahma, in previous day of Brahma, this was given. Then it's explained, Karunaya Avatirna Kalau, what Kali? Kali Yug, who is Kali Yug? And what is this Karuna? Samarpaitum. Samarpitum, what is the meaning of samarpitum? Arpitam means to give. Samarpitam means samyak rupena given in complete form. Urnata ujjala rasa. What is the meaning of urnata? What is ujjala? And so bhakti sri. What is the bhakti sampad? Every word he is touching. If you see the future verses, Hari prata sundara dyuti kadamba sandipita. What is this Hari, Gaura Hari? Then he giving example, Gaura Hari, Hari means lion. Sada Hridaya Kandare, I pray, let that Hari, Gaura Hari, appear within the cave of your heart. Hridaya Kandar is compared, Hridaya is compared to Kandara, heart is compared to cave, and Hari means lion, Hara Gaura Hari is Gaura Singha, just like inside the cave, all the ferocious animals they live, same way inside the cave like heart of the human being, living entities, how all the Durvasana material desires are residing. And how this Gaurahari Singha lion will enter and kill everybody. There is saying in when Singha lion roars, all the elephants they go and hide inside the cave, hide. The lion pursue and break the head of elephant and eats the brain of elephant. Lion likes to eat the brain of elephants. So all these explanations will be given. In previous years, I have discussed the philosophical aspect of this particular verse. But this year, I would like to specifically discuss one word, Karunaya Avatirna Kalau. What is this Karunaya Avatirna Kalau? What is the speciality of Karunaya Avatirna Kalau? So here when the reason is given, why he is coming, and what is given, he is coming for this reason, but Karunaya, being very merciful. So question arises, when all other incarnations come, descend to this material world, is not that Karunaya? Don't they come because of their magnanimity? Because of the merciful nature, only that Supreme Personality of Godhead descends, paritranaya sadhunang, vinasaya chaduskritang, dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuga yuga. He's descending millennium after millennium, whether paritranaya sadhunang or vinasaya chaduskritang. In every case, this is Karuna only. He's delivering his devotees and annihilating the miscreants. But annihilating miscreants also Karuna. So we'll analyze this. When Bhagavad Gita Krishna is saying, Paritranaya sadhunang vinasaya chaduskritang dharma sansthapanarthaya Karunaya sambhavami yuga yuga. He's not saying Karunaya sambhavami yuga yuga. He's saying sambhavami yuga yuga. So why this verse says, what is that speciality? There must be something special. Why this Karuna word specifically used? For when Mahaprabhu comes, all other incarnations comes, so what is that Karuna, the specialty of Karuna? That will focus. In one place I was giving class, in one village, at the end of the class, then one village man asked me, "Oh Maharaj, can you tell me what is the difference between Kripa and Karuna?" You know what is the difference, Kripa and Karuna? I was very bewildered what to answer. Kripa means mercy, Karuna means also mercy. So I don't know what to answer. So when I was just meditating what to speak, one village lady, his devotee lady, she came forward, before I speak, I don't know what to say. But she said, very interesting thing she said, Kripa means that you have to beg for Kripa. Ask, give me Kripa. Karuna means you don't beg, it comes from there. Big difference. We see Kripa means mercy, Karuna means mercy. But the big difference. Kripa means, Guru Dev Kripa Bindu Diya. Dhai Tava Pache Pache. I running behind you, you give her Kripa. I was meditating afterwards. This village lady, she is telling something, there is something truth behind it. I was analyzing. But it's true. If you analyze the Karuna, here is a Karunaya Avatirna Kalau. Being very merciful, mercy comes from him, that is Karuna. But Kripaya, Mama Janmani Janmani Bhavata Bhakti Rahityakito, in that verse we see that Chaitanya was Kripaya, that you give your Kripa. When you go to Krishna, give your Kripa. When Krishna comes from him, is Karunaya. Tava Kripa Bale. By your mercy, but Karuna is different. Karuna, you are not begging. Karuna is coming from there. आबद्ध करुणा सिंधु काटिया मुहाना घरे घरे बुले प्रेम अमियार बाना आबद्ध करुणा सिंधु करुणा कम्स फ्रॉम अपस्टेयर्स दैट सिंधु द ओशन ऑफ करुणा इज कन्फाइंड नित्यानंद प्रभु एंड गौरंग महाप्रभु मेड ए कैनाल फ्रॉम देयर काटिया मुहाना एंड व्हाट इज डूइंग घरे घरे बुले प्रेम अमियार बान People are not running behind him. Please give me kripa. In this case, what is happening? He is running behind. Please take kripa. This is Karunaya. Without any reason, the most unqualified. Krishna gave Karuna. What kind of Karuna Krishna gave? Sarva dharman parityajya, mam ekam saranam braja. You give up everything. Simply surrender to only me. Then what I will reciprocate with you? How I reciprocate with you? What shall I do to you? What Krishna said? Yeah, I will deliver you from sinful reactions. That's it. What to deliver from sinful reactions? I will give up everything, surrender unto you, and you will reciprocate, oh, I will deliver you from sinful reactions. This is Krishna. But what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing? It's different. When you surrender, Not only he delivers some sinful reaction, not only gives some liberation, not only send him to Vaikuntha, love of Godhead. The most interesting is, here, not only somebody goes to Gauranga Mahaprabhu and begs, please give me mercy, not like that. He begs people, please take mercy. He runs behind people. In Western country, I tell to the devotees, In this material world, 1 - 1 = 0. But what Ishopanishad is saying? Ishavasam vidasam jatkinche jagatakana. What is that? Om purnamadha purnamadam purnat purnamudachise purnasa purnamadha purnameva. This is said, 1 - 1 = 1. But Bhagavan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very unique. 1 - 1 = 2. That is interesting. That is why when Mahaprabhu comes, he brings Golokar Pramadhana Harinama Sankirtana. He brings. And what is the special quality of this Pramadhana that he brings? This quality, 1 - 1 = 2. It will increase, become double. You have one bucket of water. The water has a quality. You take out one lota water, it will become 2 lota. Then what will happen? If one full bucket of water, you take out 1 lota, then what will happen to the water? Water will overflow because it becomes 2 lota. So that is what happens. People that don't come to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu goes. I tell to the Indians in America and Europe that Mahaprabhu is special, that people that go to take bath in river, and some lazy people are there. They don't go to take bath in river. So flood water comes to their house. In rainy season, some years we have flood water here up to here. We have to come to Deity Darshan. We have to take bath in Ganga water. This magnanimity of Ganga Devi. She comes. Mahaprabhu's mercy is like that. People distributing is flooding, starting from Mayapur, going away all the way to Bombay, then Middle East, Europe, America. So I tell to Indians. All you Indians came to America, Europe to make money. The Mahaprabhu is so merciful. He is running behind you, catching your hair. Where are you going? Take this prema. This magnanimity. So this way, our acharyas, they have explained, described the magnanimity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the karuna. There are two kinds of karuna. I'll describe two kinds of karuna. One is the Mahaprabhu karuna has two speciality. So one is, this karuna has madhurya, it's very sweet. What is the beauty of this karuna? What is the madhurya of this karuna? And another is karuna ullas, very joyful, very delighting. How this karuna itself has been empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So first we'll discuss about madhurya, the sweetness, the beauty of magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what is the magnanimity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? beauty of magnanimity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every incarnation Lord comes. Supreme Personality of Godhead has unlimited forms. Anadi Ananta Rupam. Each and every form has some karuna. In Ram Avatar, Narasingha Avatar, Lord is very merciful. In Krishna Avatar, Krishna is so merciful. Srila Sukadeva Goswami glorifying the magnanimity of Lord Sri Krishna. Sukadeva Goswami telling, Aho Bakyam Sthanakala Kutam, just see how magnanimous is Krishna. That is Baki, the sister of Bakasur Putana, she came to kill Krishna. She came to kill Krishna by feeding poison. But Krishna is so merciful, but he awarded her by giving motherly position in Golok Vrindavan. Just see how merciful he is. Yes, Krishna is very merciful. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy surpasses. When Krishna comes in the form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, his magnanimity surpasses. If you will read Jagai Madhai Uddhar, you will see at one point, Jagai Madhai praying Gauranga Mahaprabhu, that all the magnanimity you have seen in your previous incarnations, how your magnanimity has been defeated by the magnanimity that you have shown to us by delivering this Jagai and Madhai. Yes, Krishna delivered Kamsa, Krishna delivered Putana, but point is when Krishna killed Kamsa, Krishna killed Putana, what people saw, his cruelty. His cruelty was very visible. When Putana was killed, Kamsa was killed, his family members, they did not come to say, Krishna, oh, thank you Krishna so much. You killed Kamsa and Putana, sent them back to God. They did not know that. They simply thought, oh, how bad it is, how cruel he is. That was their feeling. Krishna was merciful, but we came to know about his magnanimity 5,000 years after by reading Bhagavatam. Oh, Putana went back to Godhead. But nobody knew that time. What was their impression about Krishna? What were their feelings about Krishna? But when we compare to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what was his magnanimity? Ramadi avatare krodhanana astradhare. Ramadi murti sakala niyamanatishtan, in different incarnations came Ram, etc. Ramadi avatare krodhe nana astradhare. Lord delivers, but he take up the astra, weapons to kill somebody. Asura karila sangha. He killed the demon. For Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he did? Ebe astra nadharila. He did not pick up any weapon. Pranekare namarila, he did not kill anybody. Chitta suddhi karila sabha, he purified. He killed the demoniac nature. This is the speciality of his magnanimity. This is karuna. All other incarnations, he kills to deliver. But Chaitanya incarnation, he does not kill anybody. So now question comes, what is the speciality of Chaitanya avatar? Every incarnation, the absolute truth, Param Brahma, Parameshwar. So what adds to this Chaitanya incarnations? That it becomes very special and surpasses the magnanimity of all other incarnations of the absolute truth. What is that? In this regard, I recently heard, I was in Puri, I was discussing with some Vaishnavs about Jagannath. And then one devotee told a very interesting thing. Why? Krishna is Bhagavan, Rama is Bhagavan, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Bhagavan. So what is that special factor that makes Gauranga so magnanimous? Very beautiful description. He was telling that in Tritiya Yuga, when Ramchandra was in forest, he was wandering with Sita Devi and Lakshman in Dandakaranya. Once Ramchandra found at one place, heaps of bones, skeletons lying. So Ramchandra asked local people, what is this? Whose bones and skeletons are these? The local people said, all these demons and rakshasas, they killed all Muni rishis. And they are all skeletons and bones are lying here. Ramchandra became very angry, very furious. His lips are trembling. His eyes become red. He picked up the bow and arrows. So angry, he shouted and screamed. His demons and rakshasas, they dare to do like this? I'll annihilate all of them immediately. Picked up bow and arrows. Mother Sita sitting next to Ramchandra. Said, oh my Lord, how can I do like this? The Mother Sita, everybody is her children. She's very compassionate. No, you cannot do like this. You can't kill like this. Don't pick up your weapon. Don't use your weapon to kill like this. Then Ramchandra said, Sita Devi, okay. You are telling me, but this incarnation, I will use my weapon. But next incarnation, when I will come as Krishna, I will not use any weapon. I will keep your words, your request. That's why you see, when Krishna came in Vrindavan, he did not use any weapon. At least as long as he was with Radharani, he did not use Sudarshan Chakra or any weapon. Putana, Ghasura, Bakasura, Sakatasura, right? By kicking somebody, by grabbing somebody's throat, use. But Radharani said, do you promise you will not kill? I told you not to pick, I will not pick up any weapon. I'm not using any weapon. But you're still killing. I don't want you to kill. As long as Krishna was with Radharani, at least he is not using any weapon. Later on he used Sudarshan Chakra, this, that. Then Radharani thought, I have to come myself within him. Then he will stop these things. So in Gauranga incarnation, Radharani came within Gauranga Mahaprabhu, within Krishna. I don't know where he got it, but a very beautiful description. It's true. What makes God so magnanimous? Radharani makes God so magnanimous. Yes. That is the specialty of Gauranga form. That is the unique nature of this incarnation, this Bhagavat Sarup, which other Bhagavat Sarup they don't have. Shakti, Shaktiman together. Radha, Krishna, Pranay, Vikriti, Radhini, Shakti, Rasmat, Ekatmana, Vaibhi, Bhuvipura, Dehbhedam, Gatavutav, Chaitanaksha Prakatamadhana Taddoyam Cha Aikyam Aptam Radha Bhavaduti Subalitam Noemi Krishna Sarupam. This is the beauty. Taddoyam Cha Aikyam Aptam Bhakta Bhagavan Shaktiman Shakti together. So that is the magnanimity because of Radharani. All glories to Radharani. Radharani ke. And sometimes I think, yes, of course, it would be because of Radharani. The well-known famous past times of Radharani, you know, among so many nice, beautiful past times of Radharani, just like Krishna's past times, has Madhurya Leela, Aishwarya Leela, and has Audarya Leela. Radharani also, same thing. His Madhurya Leela, has Aishwarya Leela also. Very many, many opulent, and his Aishwarya Vaibhava, his potency. And Purana has described, he has Aishwarya Leela also. Though you know, she is for Madhurya Leela. But she has Audarya Leela also, Audarya. Very magnanimous. Radharani is very sweet, very merciful. She is very merciful. All of you know the pastime, how merciful she is. That one day, she had gone to take a bath in Radhakunda. That place is still there, Shiv Khor. So on the bank of Radhakunda, the sakhis they saw, they ran to Radharani. They said, Radharani, Radharani, you know, this village, there are some naughty, wicked boys. They're chasing one she-jackal. And she-jackal was running away with fear. When she entered into a hole, these boys were so naughty, they gathered some straw and wood at the entrance of that hole, and jackal is inside. And they set fire. And she's burning. When Radharani heard, she said to cry, hi, hi. How can this happen on my bank, on the bank of my kunda? Please bring that jackal. Then all sakhis went, and half dead could be that jackal. That she has brought a dead or half dead jackal. Then Radharani, what she did? She just put her hands, carefully like this, saying, the jackal. And immediately that jackal transformed a beautiful sakhi form. And Radharani said, okay, you stay with me, do my service. Can you imagine the magnanimity of Radharani? No Mangalarti, no Sandharti, no following regular principles, no 16 rounds. Who can do like this? Only Radharani can do like this. From a jackal, all the Sakhi. No consideration. What qualification? What sadhana? Jati desa buddhi nakare apeksha. This is magnanimity. Doesn't wait for what jati, what caste you've taken part, what how intelligent you are, what sadhana you have done. This is magnanimity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Brahmara Dullabhastu Sabakare Jache. He's giving to everybody. Jache. Jache means running behind. People, please take, please take. That is magnanimity. Brahmara Dullabhastu Sabakare Jache. The magnanimity is the topmost thing. Unnata Ujjala Rasang Swabhakti Sriyam. Unnata Ujjala, you will read how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explained. What is this word Unnata? How highest? How much Unnata? How much higher? And how dazzling? How pure, uncontaminated? Unnata Ujjala Rasang. It's so greatest thing. Brahmar Dullabhivinivi can be rarely attained by Brahman Shiva. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute. To whom? He came to distribute to whom? What qualification one has to be, one has to have? How big yogi he has to be? How big sannyasi he has to be? How big tapasvi he has to be? No, no qualifications. Rather he is searching the qualification to get this is the most unqualified person. Gauranga Mahaprabhu taking a candle in his hand is searching, who is that person? I will give, that is magnanimity. Nityananda Prabhu explaining that. Nityananda Prabhu told. And Haridas, the beauty of magnanimity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in every pastime, you can vividly see the madhurya of his magnanimity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Suna Suna Nityananda Suna Haridas Sarvatra Amaragya Karaha Prakash Prati Ghare Ghare Gya Karai Bhiksha Bola Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Kara Krishna Siksha. So with that order, Nityananda Prabhu Haridas Thakur going house to house early morning, knocking. People open the door, please Hare Krishna. Some people go, ha, very good, early morning you are telling me Hare Krishna. Some people, they become very angry. They get out, daytime you are coming to see everything, nighttime will come and steal. And some people, those they are not allowed to enter inside the Srivasangan when Mahaprabhu do kirtan, and they become very angry, also chase them out. Different people behave different way, and Haridas Nidhar simply laugh. They simply smile. Very provocative things they speak, but not affected. Simply smile and go person to person. So as you know, finally there is one of the Jagai Madhai, the drunkard. There is no sinful activities that they have committed. Once His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj is telling, in his book I think he has written, his nice book on Gauranga, story, pastimes book, he has written there, the Jagai Madhai, they were taken birth in Brahman family, good Brahman family. So they have all Puranas in their house. But what they are using Purana for, you know? In Purana they read, what are all the sinful activities, they make a big list of that. And what is the biggest sinful activities, they make list? And they make sure all they do all the sinful activities. That is the goal of their life. Any sinful activity you will not spare, will do it definitely. So that was their mentality. So there are drunkard lying there. So Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas are approaching. The people are saying, nice people, they are drunkard. Now people see form standing far distance. And Nityananda Prabhu said, Haridas Thakur, today we got very two good clients today we got. People standing near, hey, don't go there, they don't understand what is sannyasi, what is sadhu. So Haridas Thakur, we should go there. Nityananda said, yes. What this Mahaprabhu is doing? Mahaprabhu taking a bunch of devotees and doing chanting Hare Krishna. Devotees anyway they will chant, what a big deal. Navadvip Vasis, they don't understand what my Mahaprabhu has come for. If we can deliver these two personalities, then we'll prove to Navadvip Vasis that what is the karuna of magnanimity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A every step you will see the beauty of magnanimity. As you know, first day when Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur approaching Jagai Madhyam became very angry. Oh, you want us to chant Hare Krishna? They wanted to beat Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, and Haridas Thakur and Nityananda ran away from there. Ran away. And Nityananda is a very strong boy, running very fast. Haridas Thakur, old man, oh Nitai, what you did today? I was beaten 22 marketplace. I am Mahaprabhu's mercy. I saved my life, but today I am going to finish. But Nityananda Prabhu saying, no problem. They will be delivered. Something happened. Jagai Mata, they are drunk, you know. Chana, something on Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, they hide themselves behind a bush. And Jagai Mata drunk, they fell down. So that day they escaped. And they came back to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu early morning, he'll call all the devotees. And they'll divide, okay, you go this area, you go this area. Just like this reminds my book distribution days, you know, book bag you go, or party leader, you go this area, that area, evening time you go and come and give score, book score. Mahaprabhu time same thing was happening also. They'll all go area by area, and evening time they'll gather in Sibha Sangam and they'll give the report to Mahaprabhu. How was the preaching today? What did the book score? They describe. Okay, Haridas, how was the preaching today? Haridas, Mahaprabhu, don't ask about our preaching today. All I request you from tomorrow, don't send me with Nati Nitai. I don't want to go with him anymore. What happened? And he is going to drunkards? Then he described what happened, the whole situation. Then Mahaprabhu smiling. Mahaprabhu saying, Mahaprabhu Advaita Acharya, he went to Advaita Acharya, said, Advaita Acharya, please tell Mahaprabhu not to send me tomorrow with this Nitai. Then he was describing all the childish pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu, how he's acting, behaving with people. He's going to drunkard. Then Advaita Acharya said, yes, where else will go? Nitai is a drunkard also. So he finds his friends, he goes there. But everybody were happy. They're saying, Advaita Acharya was saying, Haridas, what is the question of delivering Jagai Madhai? Lord Nityananda has desired, let them be delivered. They are already delivered. Just wait, after 2-3 days, these people will be sitting here. Yes, they said. Then Haridas Thakur and Nityananda next went. When after a whole day preaching, coming back, at that ghat special, the Madhai ghat is there. When you go on Parikrama, the Madhai ghat. But the river was passing through that time, very close to Mahaprabhu's house. So a little bit that day, when Nityananda Prabhu Haridas Thakur coming, some noise. So Jagai Madhai is saying, who is this? Who is this? Nityananda Prabhu saying, I am Abadhut. No, his another is Abadhut. Oh, you are that Abadhut? Tomorrow you escaped, huh? You ran away. Today I will not spare you. What Nityananda Prabhu told you now? Nityananda Prabhu said, yes. Yesterday we ran away. Today I will not spare you also. So I will not spare you. I am not going detailed description because you have heard. I am just touching these important points, the magnanimity. When Jagai Madhai, then Madhai beat Nityananda Prabhu. The news went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, came with Sudarshan Chakra. Sudarshan, Sudarshan, Sudarshan. Very huge sound, Sudarshan coming from Vaikuntha, like a huge sound. Jagai Madhai very scared. Then Mahaprabhu will kill. Then what Nityananda Prabhu said? Nityananda Prabhu said this. Ramadi avatare krodhanana astradhare asurair karila sangat ebe astranadharila. Oh my Lord, you are not supposed to kill the demons. What you are supposed to kill? The demoniac nature. And what is your weapon? Your weapon is not Sudarshan Chakra. What is your weapon? Nama Prema. By giving Nama and Prema. As you know, the story goes, when Nityananda Prabhu said, Madhai Marila Jagai Rakhila, Madhai beat me but Jagai protected me. Then Chaitanya Prabhu said, oh Jagai, you protected my Nitai, he embraced me. You have purchased me by protecting my Nitai. Then Madhai also fell at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh Mahaprabhu, please excuse me, I beg forgiveness. But what Mahaprabhu said? I will kill you. I will not excuse you. But Jagai Madhav from Brahman family, you know, so they know that it will be Puranas. So Madhai gave a very good logic, argument. Why you not deliver me, protect me? I know from the Puranas, many demons, even if they try to kill you, still you delivered them. And why you not deliver? What is the cause? Then Mahaprabhu said, yes, if somebody comes to kill me, I'll deliver. But you wanted to kill my devotee Nitai, so I will not deliver you. Every description has so beautiful deep meaning. Then what to do? How Madhava will be delivered? Now how Nityanandapur reacted, you know? Nityanandapur said, oh Mahaprabhu, you deliver him, but how will he be delivered? He has no Sukriti. He's doing only papa and papa and papa. Nityanandapur said, oh Mahaprabhu, whatever in the previous life, of course Nityanandapur has no previous life. In my previous life, whatever Sukriti I have done, I gave to Madhai. Please deliver him. This is magnanimity. Then that day, when Mahaprabhu said, okay, whatever you have done, is done. Now you go save your head, take bath in Ganga, you come back. Then he changed his name. Jagai Madhai. Their previous name was different. Something I forgot. And that evening time, so very ecstasy, everybody very happy. Jagai Madhai, save head. Just imagine, somebody nowadays of that nature will become different, you know. So very happy. Jagai Madhai sitting in the courtyard of Srivas house. All Navadvip people are coming. The surprise, Jagai Madhai become devotee. Overnight. No preaching, no new bhakti program, nothing. No, serving at sitting. And this news spread all over the universe. Gandharva loka, Siddha, Charnara, Krinnara, all coming. Riding on the chariots. They're watching from the top, Srivasangan. All Vaishnavas are sitting. Jagai Madhai saved head. Sitting tilang, tilak. They make their life success. Dandavat. They go back, all the demigods. So when they're going back to the planets, all of a sudden they saw Yamaraj's chariot is not moving. The sky got stuck. The demigods are thinking, what happened? The tire puncture or fuel lacking? But they don't need no tire, they have no tire there. So what is happening? They came, they saw Yamaraj lying fainted and Chitrangu sitting next to him. What happened? How Yamaraj fainted? Then Chitrangu said, when on the way back from Sibas house, Yamaraj asked me, oh Chitrangu, tell me, what punna, how much punna they have committed, they have performed, they got prem. What, how much pious activities, how much sinful activity they have committed, can you give a description? Then Chitragupta said, that I said, oh my Lord Yamaraj, we are on the way, how can I tell you on the way, how much pious activity I have never heard anything has done, but so much sinful activities they have committed, my warehouse is filled with his records. If you engage 100,000 people for 1 month, they can't finish reading that record to you. So how can I tell you? Then Yamaraj is thinking, wow, what incarnation is this? I have heard Lord is very merciful. If somebody takes shelter of Lord, he excuses him, he makes him free from all sinful reaction. He gives him liberation. He gives him Vaikuntha. But Brahmara Dullaha Vastu, for such fallen people, by realizing the magnanimity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he fainted there. Chaitanya Chandra Daya Karaha Vichar, Vichar Karila Chitte, Pave Chamatkar. This is so magnanimous, so beautiful, great the magnanimity. Actually, one point, when Mahaprabhu told, it's another interesting point. Mahaprabhu told Jagai Madhai, whatever papa you have done, sinful, I accept everything. You surrender. Ahantam sarpa papa mukhesan. I accept all your sinful reactions. So Jagai Madhai looking at Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu realized maybe they don't believe this. If I just go and tell you, hey, no problem, I accept your sinful reactions. You will believe me? In doubt, no, it's true. Maharaj is accepting sinful reactions. Mahaprabhu could recognize these people are not believing. So Mahaprabhu said, oh, you don't believe? Well, I accept all your sinful reactions. But just see, I accepted all the sinful actions. Immediately Mahaprabhu's body turned into black. Then Mahaprabhu asking all his devotees, all his Vaishnavas, so how I look like now? How I look? All the Vaishnavas saying, oh Gauri Sundar, you look like a Shama Sundar. So magnanimity of Mahaprabhu is indescribable. How he protects his devotee, how merciful. In Srivasangam, always Mahaprabhu playing a role like a devotee. But sometimes he exhibits the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One day when Kirtan was going on, Mahaprabhu just all of a sudden climbed on top of the altar, picked up all Shaligram Shila, putting on his lap, then exhibiting his opulence. I am that Lord Narayan, I am Rama, I am Bhamana, and calling all his devotees and according to the devotion showing the different forms. And calling different devotees, reminding them. Some events took place where Mahaprabhu helped, even before his appearance. Oh Gangadas, come here, come here. Do you remember? On that night, the Muslim king caught some Muslim people to caught you, arrest you. You are running away, you're trying to cross the river, midnight, rainy day, and there's no boat to take you across. And you're crying. Nobody was there. You wanted to jump into Ganga to commit suicide. Yes, Mahaprabhu, but by your mercy, when boatman came, Mahaprabhu said, oh, you know only that much? By my mercy, boatman came. Actually, I was that boatman. I came as boatman. Do you remember? I'll tell you what you told to this boatman. You told this boatman, oh boatman, I'll give you 1 rupee and I'll give you some boxes. Some, please, did you tell these things? Yes, Mahaprabhu, I told. Mahaprabhu reminded him. I protected him. You'll see the whole series of these things. Sometimes we think, oh, miracles were happening before. Nowadays, a miracle is not happening. How will now? Gangadas is thinking, oh, some boatman came. But Mahaprabhu said, I came. I came personally to protect you. Calling, Adaita Acharya, come here. Srivas, come here. And reminding, Haridas, come here. Do you remember? At one point, you are between 22 marketplace. Yes, Prabhu. But by your mercy, I could not feel any pain. Mahaprabhu saying, oh, you know only that much. But actually, when you are beaten by these Yavanas, in Vaikuntha, I told Sudarshan Chakra, you go and kill these people. Because Name Bhakta Vinasat, my devotees have been protected. I wanted to kill them. I told Sudarshan Chakra, you go and kill. But Sudarshan Chakra did not listen to me. I telling Sudarshan, go, go. He saying, no, no, I will not go. You know why? Because when I'm telling Sudarshan Chakra, you go and kill, and you are praying, oh my Lord, they are foolish people, they don't know. Please excuse them. So what Sudarshan will do now? Listen to me or listen to you? Whom is it listen? I am telling, go and kill. And you are telling, no, no, don't kill. Sudarshan, I ask Sudarshan. I'm just telling, I'm putting this masala. Lord asks Sudarshan, why don't you go? So you should follow my instructions. Sudarshan, yes Lord, I'm following in your instruction only. You have told your devotees are greater than you. So your devotees say, don't kill. You. So I have to follow, I'm following your order. By following that you told your devotees are greater than you. So Krishna is in big problem now, what to do? Name Bhakta Vinasat, my devotees should not be vanquished. But Sudarshan is not listening to me. So what can I do? You know what I had to do at that time? Then Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, that time I came and I placed my back on your back. So all the whips the Javanas are giving, that went on my back. You believe this? If you don't believe, then come behind me. Then he took up his chadar. And everybody saw all the marks of the whips on the back of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Chandra Daya Karah Vichar, Vichar Karle Chitte, Pavit Chamatkar. This is wonders. This is the magnanimity. How merciful Mahaprabhu is and whom he gives mercy. What he can do for his devotees. Analyze. Every pastime should analyze. You just see the beauty of magnanimity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu giving prem to everybody. So Srivasta Guru said, oh Mahaprabhu, you are giving prem to everybody. But your dear friend Mukunda is sitting here. I don't give prem. No, no, I'll give prem to everybody. I'll not give to Mukunda. Khar Jhatiya, because Mukunda sometimes comes to Bhaktas, glorify Bhakti. Goes to Jnani, glorify Jnani. Goes to Yogis, glorify Yogis. I will not give him Prem. I will not give him Darshan also. And devotees, they went and told Mukunda, Mukunda, very sorry. Mahaprabhu told, he will not give you Darshan. Then Mukunda said, okay, tell Mahaprabhu, after how long period I can have his Darshan? The devotees went and asked Mahaprabhu, Mukunda asking, after how long period he can have your Darshan? Mahaprabhu very angry. Tell that fellow, after 1 million lifetime he will get my Darshan. All devotees feeling so sad, why if Mukunda will listen to this, what will happen to him? How can he tolerate 1 million lifetime? Then they went and told Mukunda, you're very sorry, Mahaprabhu told, after 1 million lifetime, you can get his darshan. And how Mukunda reacted? He was chanting and dancing next day, oh, Mahaprabhu so merciful, only 1 million lifetime, I'll get his darshan. For time immemorial, I'm here. But Mahaprabhu said 1 million means fixed. At least up to 1 million, I'm guaranteed I'll get. He's in extras chanting and dancing. And devotees went back to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu asked, did you tell Mukunda, after 1 million lifetime he'll get my darshan? Yes, we told him. Then what he said? Then devotee said, but he was in ecstasy. Then Mahaprabhu said, okay, call him now. Then Srivas Thakur said, Mahaprabhu, you just told after 1 million lifetime he'll get your darshan. But how are you calling him now? Then Mahaprabhu said, yes. I have made him to pass through 1 million lifetime in one moment. Kalasmi aham, I am Kala. He is Kala. He can make, in one moment, he can pass through 1 million lifetimes. And one night, he can make one Brahmaratri also. That is magnanimity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what not he can do for his devotees? One moment, 1 million lives he can pass. Everything he can do. So that's why there are so many other topics are there, because we are running out of time. I know you are very eager to honor Prasadam now also. So like the Mukunda, also once month past times, how the mood matters. Her mood matters. You know, once Srinivas Thakur brought one Brahman from childhood, strict Brahmachari, only surviving drinking milk. Srinivas thought, oh, he must be qualified, because others are not allowed. So he brought. And Mahaprabhu dance stopped. Somebody is there from outside. Who is that? Srinivas Thakur said, yes, Mahaprabhu, I brought one man, but he is qualified. No? What qualification he has? From childhood he is Brahmachari, strict Brahmachari. He is surviving only drinking milk. Mahaprabhu is very angry. What? You think somebody surviving on milk, he is qualified to get my mercy, to see my dance? No? Kick him out from here. And Srinivas Thakur went, please go out from this place, you know. If we would be there, Mahaprabhu kicked us out, we would react in different way. Oh, the Nimai is so proud, he kicked me out of this place. Now, would react. But this Brahman, when he's going out, and he's thinking, how his mood? Mood has to be considered. The mood is, wow, Nimai is so merciful. I'm such an unqualified person. At least I got little chance to see Nimai's dance. So when he's thinking, like going back to his house, Antarjami Nimai, he's Antarjami. Then he said, Srivas, go call that man now. He can see me. He can see my... But he said, he's not qualified. No, now he's qualified. Now he's qualified because he's thinking the mood. So that is what matters. That is where I just described the madhurja part of this Karuna, the Ullas. Ullas. The another part, the overwhelming, the flooding, overflowing part of the Karuna. How this Karuna factor has got complete independence. To get Kripa, you have to get a favor of a devotee. To get Kripa, you have to get favor of Krishna. But to get Karuna, you don't need favor of Vaishnavas or Krishna. The Karuna that Mahaprabhu brought, Ullasa means he has given full authority. Karuna, you go to anybody who reach. No problem, I will follow you. Usually, Karuna follows Krishna, but here Krishna follows Karuna. That is speciality. He has given full independence. So that is the reason why this Kali Yuga is so great. And we can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he delivered Jagai Madhai, he delivered animals of Jharkhand, but by Prabhupada's mercy, now people in America, in Europe, in China, can you imagine what Chinese people they eat? What not? Dog, everything they eat. Somebody said Chinese people, whatever fly in the sky, except aeroplane, they eat everything. They don't spare anything. They become vegetarian, become devotee of Krishna. Can you imagine? Africa, Negro people, where they not cow meat, they drink cow blood. And they are discussing Chaitanya Charitamrita. I was in Nairobi and asking so beautiful questions. That is Chaitanya Chandra Daya. Karaha Vichar, Vichar Karile Chitte, Abhichamatkar. Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki.